Good morning, it's 619. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. The Nets now have their longest winning streak since the franchise moved from New Jersey to Brooklyn. Kyrie Irving had 27 points and 9 assists in the Nets' 8th consecutive win last night, a 129-92 dismantling of the Magic. Elsewhere around the NBA, the Knicks rolled over the Kings, 140-121. The 76ers took down the Mavericks, 111-97. The Wizards edged the Nuggets, 112-110, and the Grizzlies romped the Clippers, 122-94. Timberwolves shooting guard Malik Beasley has been suspended for 12 games without pay for his recent guilty plea to a felony charge of threats of violence. Beasley was sentenced earlier this month to 120 days in jail for the September incident, where he pointed a rifle at a family on a house hunting tour outside his home in Minneapolis. In women's college basketball yesterday, Syracuse routed Boston College 92-75, and number one UConn destroyed Creighton 81-49. The NCAA has come up with a contingency plan in case teams can't play in March Madness this year. The first four at-large teams that don't make the original field will be placed in order and serve as replacement teams. The plan only applies to the short period between the announcement of the bracket and the start of games. In the NHL last night, the Islanders drubbed the Bruins 7-2, the Devils beat the Sabres in overtime 4-3, and the Capitals defeated the Penguins 5-2. Capitals goaltender Henrik Lundqvist returned to the ice this week, less than 2 months after undergoing open-heart surgery. However, he says it will be months before he can make any decisions about an official return to practice and competition. Lastly, a former U.S. Olympics gymnastics coach with ties to disgraced sports doctor Larry Nassar has killed himself after being charged with 24 crimes. Michigan's attorney general announced John Gettert's death yesterday, about 3 hours after a news conference where charges, including sexual assault and human trafficking, were revealed. Gettert had insisted he had no knowledge of Nassar's sexual assaults, but he was also charged with lying to investigators. Nassar is serving decades in prison. I'm Jesse King.